Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today I want to talk to you about life. Question: does your life speak life? Pretty simple question. Our words are powerful. What is our words? What is our life? What is our action saying to people around us? As we travel and we preach Christ all over America, so much of this culture is about vain, fleeting things, death, destruction, false religion, politics, foolishness, pride, vanity, entertainment, hopelessness, sports, idle pursuits and hobbies, all the things of the fallen culture. Do these speak life? Oh no, these don't speak the life that I'm talking about. Most people are spending their time and using words that are, as I said, vain and fleeting, as I did before Christ. So the question begs, does our life speak life to those around us? If we're born of God via the gospel, not man-made religion, His word will help us to live and to speak life. Christ, who is our hope, He's our life. Amen. I want to read some scripture verses to encourage you in this thing of life. Let's get to it. Genesis 1:20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. God created life. Amen. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So many of us take that for granted, that God breathed life into man. Leviticus 17:11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is in the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. There's a archetype of Christ to come, shedding his blood for us. Deuteronomy 30:15. I set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. This kind of goes along with what I'm talking about. We can put life and death and good and evil by our actions and our words. We can put that forth in front of people. Amen. How about Ruth 4:15? And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than man 7 sons hath borne unto him. Life indeed. How about Job 10:12? Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. Amen. The life of Christ and the life of God's word preserves our spirit. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I like that verse a lot. Psalm 36:9. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall see. In thy light shall we see light. So we have life, we have light. Amen. That's who Christ is. Proverbs 4:13. Take fast hold of instruction, let not her go, keep her, for she is life. Amen. The instruction and the truth of God's word is our life. Proverbs 19:23. And the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Amen. The life of the Lord, right, protects us, keeps us from evil. Jeremiah 21:8. And unto his people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. So there you go. We can speak the way of life to people. No, we can warn them about the ways of death and sin and false religion. And then we point them to the way of life. Spending our time, that would be on the gospel, right? Lamentations 3:58. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. Amen. That's what Christ did to me. He redeemed my life, redeemed my soul, and I strive to endure following after him. Ezekiel 33:15. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he hath robbed. Walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, that's sin, and he shall surely live. He shall not die. So if we keep and walk in the ways of God, it's life. What's the opposite? Adam and Eve found out? Yeah, death. How about Jonah 2:6? I love the book of Jonah. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Amen. I can relate to that. Corruption was what my life was all about before the life of Christ came in me. How about the New Testament? Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. There's that dying to Christ, dying for Christ, dying to self. How about Matthew 16:25? For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Very similar to that previous verse. How about Mark 10:45? For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ ransomed us from our sin, from death, from the enemy. John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. I just made a video not long ago looking at a river talking about the rivers of living water that bring us life. John 6:33. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world, right? The word of God is our bread. Christ is our bread of life, right? The manna that comes down. Here's a famous verse. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto Father but by me. That pretty much settles it right there, doesn't it? The only way to life. Acts 2:28. Thou hast made known to me thy ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. I like that word, countenance. That's something, that's a whole other study right there I should do sometime. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, that would be Adam, how much more they which receive abundance of grace and the life of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. So man brought death. One man brought death. Christ, one man, fully God, brings us life. What a glorious thing. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who hath also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Amen. The Spirit of God brings us forth into life, renews us, quickens us. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, I talk to people about this a lot when I'm witnessing. They say they know Christ or they believe in him. And I say, is he living through you? Is your life being lived for him? A lot of times they just look at you. They don't understand that. But we've been crucified with Christ. We live not our own life, but we live for him and through him today. Philippians 2:16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Boy, Brother Jim's got to memorize this verse. You know, out here on the gospel road, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulation, a lot of persecution, a lot of struggles. You can think, wow, this can seem like it's all in vain, but you know, the word of life is not in vain, and his word never goes out void. So we need to hold fast to those promises no matter the circumstances around us. You remember that. Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. There you go. Your life is Christ. Cling to him. Don't cling to yourself, your situations, everything else around you, man-made religion, the world, your 401k, your health. Cling to Christ. He is your life. 1 Timothy 1:16. Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering, for a pattern of them which should hereafter believe on him to everlasting life. Hey, that's who we are. We've come after Christ, we've come after Paul, and we are now striving on to believe in him unto everlasting life. 2 Timothy 1:10. But now, made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hey, that is our path, right? Christ and his shed blood, his resurrection, defeating death. He covers our sins. He is now our life, his word, his truth. He's our hope. He's everything. That's why Paul longed to preach Christ crucified and to know him. What a glorious thing. James 1:12. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them who love him. So we love God. We're born of his Spirit. We go through many trials, and we will receive a crown of life once we have endured. What a glorious promise. 2 Peter 1:3. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. That's what our lives should be speaking and living. Glory, virtue, truth, godliness, all pointing to life in Christ. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So Jesus said, this will be the sign you love each other. This is the sign of our life in us via Christ. So many people lacking that today, and I greatly fear for their souls. Jude 1:21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Christ is our eternal life, bringing us the mercy of God by his perfect life lived and his shed blood for us. Revelation 2:7, we're going to finish up with Revelation here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hear that? We have to overcome, saints. We don't get it today. It's not a guaranteed promise until we what? As Paul said, finish our race and we overcome. Revelation 21:6. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Have you gone to Christ for that life, that living water? Have you gone to the fountain? Do you continue to go back to that fountain? It's not a one-time thing, folks. You don't drink once. You continue to drink and nourish yourself from the living water. Last verse for you. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. I like that verse. You know, that's what Sister Debbie and I try to do. We try to go out in the world and tell people, come. Come drink of the living water. Come, see this glorious Savior. Repent. Come out of the world. Seek after him and the word, that which brings eternal life. Today, saints, I give you those words of life. Are you focused on them? Are you being nourished by them? Are you speaking those words of life? Oh yeah, you can speak warning. You can speak rebuke. You can speak correction. But always round it out with the life that's found in Christ. That's the goal. That's the purpose. Redemption unto our glorious God. And to you all that are outside of him, not born again through the gospel, through his shed blood and resurrection, have you not repented of all your ways, been born by his Spirit bringing life, striving to obey in holiness and obedience, then endure in the faith to gain eternal life? Repent, repent, and obey the gospel today. That alone leads to life. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that's edified all you saints and all you seekers and point you to Christ. He is our life. One day he's going to return for his own, but we must overcome first. Make sure your life is speaking life, pointing and glorifying this glorious Savior. I got to get down the gospel road. We love you all. Go to the teaching blog at don'tperish.com. Articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs. Why? Because we have the life of Christ in us. We want to continue to speak it, bring it and shine it so that God's glorified, so that the saints are edified and the lost can be redeemed. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.